This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I mean, I did some crazy things when I was young in Texas. I was like on Craigslist, women seeking women. It sounds so crazy. And it's like, I know I laugh about it now, but it's like,
you might be needing to contact the FBI.
Hi everyone, it is Maddie Westbrook and welcome back to Closet Talk. Today, my very special guest for this episode is Mal Glowinki, who is the host of her own incredible queer podcast called Made It Out. And I am so excited to get on with today's episode and have our own little paint and sip. All right, everyone, welcome back to Closet Talk. I'm your host, Maddie Westbrook, and today we have a particularly colorful episode in front of us and a very colorful guest in herself. We have Mal Glowinki, right?
Yes.
I got it. We practiced. Nailed it. All right, and today we're painting. Apparently it's therapeutic, which actually, looking back at it, makes more sense. I read an article a while back that said just exposing yourself to art just forms your brain in a more like calm way. And it actually like just makes you more of like a cultural person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get into that.
Me too. And we have very nice paints. So thank you, Devin, for your donation to this podcast episode. Because these art look so much more intense than any sort of watercolor I've done in the past.
Yes. I feel like over
They're
my skis.
They're staring at me like little slithery snakes that are about to like eat me alive. But the first part of this episode is us needing to kind of establish what we're gonna paint while talking about being gay, because what else are we gonna do? So what if we paint a visual representation of what it felt like to come out?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting deep.
Was that okay? Or were you thinking like, oh, that fluffy was cow?
No, I love this.
Or a fluffy cow in the version of what it felt like to come. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that's my only.
I love this. Let's go with it.
Let's run with it.
Let's run.
Into the hills.
Full speed.
Here we go. I had this really crazy experience the other day. We can start, by the
way.
I'm just going to keep talking
because okay,
that's what I do. But, oh my gosh, it has to start with red because it's chaotic as fuck, right?
Yeah, I was going to go with like a darker theme.
I have to move my pillow. This is my special pillow that I grip for dear life every episode because I need to constantly be like, yeah, gripping something. It's gonna be able to see it through like the back, but oh my gosh, wait, this is like a really nice
canvas.
This
is nice paint. This is like thick, like, nice paint.
What is I'm gonna do that droplet paint where you guys are gonna have to store in the back room for months in order for it to dry. You give like mom energy.
So, are you saying I give mom energy?
In a good way.
Oh
like
my
you
God.
Look like you'd make a great kindergarten teacher.
I don't think that's what I'm going for.
No?
Oh my God.
No, it's great.
All right.
It's a good thing.
I don't think that's good for my brand.
What's your brand?
I don't know, but I don't think it's kindergarten teacher.
But
I got to get a new car.
No, 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 no. Not the car. Like you. Like this. Oh my gosh. Wait. This is kind of like, I actually don't want to keep talking. These are all compliments in my head.
Go ahead.
No, it's, I can't. It's like literally like kindergarten teacher vibe. Like that looks like what like a cool teacher would wear to school.
Oh my God, I'm rethinking my entire life.
No, don't.
I'm changing my entire brand.
Maybe it's just the outfit. But like, it's given kind of, where were you from?
I am from Chicago originally, or like right outside of Chicago, but
cute.
I grew up in Texas. So I kind of do like
the way that you said that with like a raised lip, like I grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
was that a big part of your journey?
Yeah, Texas? I mean, I didn't come out until I was like 25, and I literally think it's because I lived in Texas my whole life.
That actually violently makes sense.
Yes, of course.
And I've never even been there. My brother lived there for a while, but I never went. I was too scared.
Where in Texas?
Near Austin. I've never felt comfortable enough to journey to that state.
It's like a fun place to hang out for a weekend, but not a fun place to grow up in.
Okay.
Especially gay.
Especially gay.
Yeah.
This is literally going to be sold for billions in the future. I've only had one line painted so far.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So you grew up in Texas, mm-hmm. and then you said you didn't come out until 25, and you think that's a big part of it?
Yeah. I had to get out of there to be able to even kind of discover, like, that I was gay.
Right.
I mean, I think I've always known. Like, I think I knew when I was a kid.
That's the thing. Hindsight is so much clearer in, like, any context. That's the one of the main lessons I've learned as an adult is the farther you grow away from the situation that you're in, mm-hmm. the more clarity develops.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything
the more curtains, like, come back and start to unfold. And I think that's, looking back at my childhood, so much of it just reeked of gay. I just had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I had zero idea.
And gay is, like, associated, or even lesbian was, like, associated with so many things,
mm-hmm.
that, well, me, I was like, wait, I don't look like that, or I'm not that.
That's the biggest thing, like, the I don't look like that.
Yeah.
Because I look like that. I'm mm-hmm. sure it's, like, I grew up and I was a very, it's kind of, unfortunately, I feel like there are a lot of stereotypes here, but the more mask-presenting you are, it's easier to be perceived as gay. I mean, mm-hmm. I walk into a room and there's no question.
Right.
I walk into a room and people are like, oh my gosh, I can smell the gay. But mm-hmm. like,
I walk in and they say, is she a kindergarten teacher or is she gay?
It's such a good thing. It's such a good thing. It means you have a comforting energy. Not a lot of people can do that. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm getting so into this. This is going to be a 4-hour long episode of us just very calmly. I feel like this has shifted the vibe too.
Yeah.
My vibe is just like, I've become so mellow. This is really live action therapy, everyone.
The artist mindset.
Yeah, I'm going to like shed a few tears onto it to really sell the painting. No. I've never really done any sort of art since.
Oh, really?
No.
I really do like watercolor.
Like paint by numbers?
No, like, it's so weird. I actually do like to paint fruit.
Oh my gosh, so you weren't even fucking around about the grapes.
No, I like, it was really random, but I like to watercolor.
You were hoping I'd say
grapes, huh? It's like a weird hobby of mine.
No, that's great. Hobbies are so necessary in adulthood. The more that I've, I don't want to say aged because I'm 23, but the more that I've experienced life, the more that I've realized how important these little hobbies are
mm-hmm.
that sort of get you through the day. I'll have like a hard day, which, you know, in our career, it's hard to even say that you can have a hard day.
I know.
But I'll have a hard day just emotionally or something. And then all of a sudden I'll just play my guitar and I'll feel better.
I sing.
Really?
That's like a hobby of mine.
Man, I wish I could sing.
And I like to paint. But I'm kind of like that too. I just like skip from one thing to the next. I like to knit, or I had a knitting phase.
I had a knitting phase.
Which doesn't help me with this kindergarten teacher thing.
I'm actually going to be like, I love apples. I love when people set apples on my work desk with a little note.
Oh my God.
So when did you move to LA? That's not a gay question, but it kind of is.
That's fine. No, yeah, it actually is. I, when I was like 25, I had a pretty bad like break, just kind of like mental breakdown, mm-hmm. cool. and had just been in Texas for so long. I was kind of at a stagnant point. I was like working a job that I just wasn't fulfilled, and I was in real mm-hmm. estate, and you know, I just felt like there's more, like something doesn't feel mm-hmm. right, something's not fulfilling here. And so I basically like quit my job, packed up all my stuff. I actually met a guy who lived in Orange County, and that was how I started like visiting LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, one time I was leaving and I was just like, I do not want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got home, I quit my job. I packed everything up, my two dogs, and I moved out to LA. And that was kind of when I started switching the apps to, you know.
Wait, was that it? Was that all you did? You just switched the apps one day and then you're a lesbian?
I mean, I had a few like encounters with guys when I got to LA and I was just like, oh my God, this is not it anymore. And then, yeah, one day I was just on my couch and I was like, all right, I'm going to switch the apps and just see what's out there. And so I started kind of swiping and I went on one date. She became my girlfriend. And the rest is history. Not my girlfriend now, okay. But she became my girlfriend during COVID. And that was like my coming out process. Mm-hmm. My coming out moment was COVID.
Did you have any sort of, so you knew immediately then when you
went
out?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of one of those things. I went on the date and it was like, oh fuck. Like this is the piece that's been
missing.
And I say missing. There was some crazy, like, I don't think I had a gay awakening. I think I had a bunch of moments that I was like, shh, 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 go back to sleep. Like, you are trying to wake up, and I don't want you to wake up right now. And, like, I mean, I did some crazy things when I was young in Texas. I was, like, on Craigslist, women seeking women. It sounds so crazy, and it's like, I know, I laugh about it now, but it's like.
You might be needing to contact the FBI if those are viable sources looking for women to buy. Huh?
No, I wasn't buying them, but there was like a, you know, like a women seeking women
tab. What was the price range?
Where, no, it's not like, oh my God, it's not like that. This is the age gap, you can see it. No, it's like, it was like almost like a seeking connections type thing where it's like, you were just looking for, I mean, I'm sure there were some, that's why I say it's like scary. I'm sure there were some really scary people on there, but like that's how desperate I was.
How old were you?
Probably like, I was driving, so like probably 16, but it was just a way to meet people. It wasn't like a buying thing. It was like you would meet people that way.
Okay. There was like makes me feel safer.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of. It was still really dangerous, but it was just a way because there wasn't really the apps, you know, there was no way to really explore that side of myself. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to like go to school and come out. So it was like, how do I explore this? And that's how desperate I was. And even after doing things like that, I still didn't think like, oh, I'm gay.
I mean, I was 8 years old on my sister's Kindle, Googling girls kissing. But I think that's such I wonder what is it truly that unlocks that? Because there has, for me, my moment was I was texting this girl and it was the 2 months that I had a phone when I was 14. And I remember there was this moment where my brain just felt like, you know how Spider-Man gets bit by the spider and then he gets injected by the poison and you can see the poison just running through all the different neurons and then infecting the brain. Then all of a sudden he's Spider-Man. It felt like that, but I was a lesbian. I saw the words "I like you" on that phone screen. And oh my gosh, it felt like my brain got expanded into the different sectors of the universe. Genuinely.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you know, we talk a lot about relationships on this show, and at this point, you have heard tons about my dating life. And a very common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But in reality, the best relationships that last take work on both sides. Therapy can be a great place to work through any of the changes you're having in relationships, coworkers, friendships, or people you're just starting to get to know. I know for me, therapy has been pivotal throughout my experience of learning how to better communicate. If you're thinking about starting therapy, try BetterHelp. You just fill out a little questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/closettalk today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/closettalk. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I mean, we went on a date. We were kind of working together in some capacity. We were working on like a show together.
Okay.
And so I was kind of playing a little like, ugh, I don't really want to go there because you're kind of like my boss. And
that's hot.
Yeah. But then I wrapped.
Love that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it's a little bit secretive too.
It totally was.
That like little glance you give each other in the hallway when you're walking by each other and nobody can know?
Yes.
The slight brush of the fingertips? Oh my gosh. Especially knowing you shouldn't be doing it.
Hot.
When did you meet your current girlfriend?
We were like, so me and my ex were like on off for a while.
Cute.
After,
love
yeah,
that.
During like the second wave of COVID.
Okay.
And then I was kind of in this place of like, you know, the minute I let go of this connection, this like energetic tie to this person, mm-hmm. everything that I've been wanting and needing mm-hmm. is going to come to me and my whole life is going to change.
Right.
And it did. I blocked the number.
I will say that's very hard to do, especially with your first queer love.
Oh, it's the worst. It is so melodramatic. Like so much more than it needs to be. I look back at it now and I laugh because I'm yeah. like, oh my God, it was so unserious and I made it so more. Like,
oh,
so much
I do
more
the
serious.
Same thing. I look back and I'm like, girl, you could have just, that's the thing I talked about in my last podcast episode, feeling so stuck because your emotions are so intense. And then 6 months go by and you laugh at yourself because you're like, girl.
Yes.
Was it that deep?
I also let my first girlfriend really sway my opinion of like where I would fit in the queer community because I fully came out at like 28, but I was with her at like 25, 26.
Right.
And that's like a little later in
right.
life, you know?
Right.
And so she would kind of try to tell me, oh, there's not a lot of people out there and there's not a lot of people.
It's LA.
I know. But I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. You know?
So true. You're so like, yeah, there's
so
no arguing with that.
Okay, like whatever you're telling me, like must be true.
Right.
And like maybe there isn't a big pool of lesbians. And so I was like, all right. I was so scared to let go of this relationship because it was mm-hmm. like, is this the best that I'm ever going to have?
No.
And well, yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Not.
No.
I get it. I get thinking to yourself, I'm never going to find anyone better or who knows me better.
Yes. Especially when it's your first girlfriend and it's the first person who had ever known me in that
in,
side of
in
me.
That deep of an aspect as well, because when you're in the position to fully be loved in the way that you can understand, you let somebody else into doors you didn't even know were there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are the only person that knows this about me
mm-hmm.
and loves me for it and sees me for it.
Right.
And now I'm supposed to let you go.
Now you've emotionally manipulated me into staying.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it was. And so then I like started coming out to a lot more people and my friends and
mm-hmm.
I felt more secure in that. But still, I didn't have a community, like a group of friends, which is so important.
Queer friends are important.
Yes, for that reason, exactly. To show you that like there is more out there
mm-hmm.
and there are people who are going to love you. And yeah, so I had to let her go. I finally let her go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I swear not a week later, my girlfriend found me on TikTok. My current girlfriend. Found my page and was like, hey, would you want to do a casting interview?
Oh my gosh, that's what happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened. I met her, the first time I met her was a casting interview. And yeah, we ended up staying out like all night and hanging out. And then I ghosted her for a little bit.
And you then, and the ghosting. Is that a common trait?
Not until, I don't know, I think, yeah, maybe. I think it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
But then I finally let her in and then I moved in 2 weeks later.
I moved in. Yeah.
It's like once I'm in.
That'll do something to you. Yeah.
It just takes me a minute to get there. You
yeah.
know?
So what, while we finish, while I do, I finish because this is a me problem now. Explain your painting and also what was your coming out story? How did you come out to your friends and family?
Okay, so first I'll explain my painting.
Yes.
My painting starts as like this kind of dark
mm-hmm.
middle, and then it like gets better and better and better as I come out. And then it's like this white, bright, beautiful.
It's stunning.
Light.
It's beautiful. No, I love it.
I'm trying to make it make sense.
No, visually, that looks like coming out.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, there you go.
Beautiful.
And then my coming out story, I guess. I don't know. The first person I came out to was my mom. I called her in an absolute panic because I was like living this secret life during COVID with this
right.
girlfriend that I had. And I called her and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, mm-hmm. but
okay,
I'm having sex with a girl. And
she basically was like, I love you. And it was the first time, me and my mom are a lot alike. Mm-hmm. And I think she struggled with the fact that it was the first time she couldn't really relate to me or give me like solid advice, because she was like, I don't really know what you're going through. But
that's so accurate for moms and daughters. Yeah.
But she was great about it. I mean, she was like, I love you no matter what, and I want you to be happy. And then I came out to my little sister, mm-hmm. and she's so great. Mm-hmm. And she just was like, Mallory, you're not that special. Like, a lot of people go through this. Yeah. Like, I love you. It's all going to be good. Mm-hmm. And whoever gives you shit, we're going to handle it together. Mm-hmm. And then I waited like a year to come out to my dad and my brother. My brother's a professional athlete. He grew up in like locker rooms, and I was just a little nervous. Not that he wouldn't love me and accept me, and he totally did, but I think I was just a little bit more nervous, and I wanted to have more answers for my dad and my brother, like just be more solid within myself,
right.
So that I could thoroughly answer any questions that there would be. Mm-hmm. But there were no questions. It was like, okay, Mal, like, everything's good. We love you. I was telling my dad on his way out of town. I was like so nervous, and I was waiting until he was like leaving to get on a plane.
Right, because what if the reaction's bad?
Just like awkward, like, you know,
yeah.
How do you tell your dad that, you know? So I was like, all right, I'm just going to tell him on his way out. And I was leaving the house. I was like, Dad, can I talk to you outside? I told him. He was still at my house. And mm-hmm. I come home, and he had left Post-it notes all over my room. Like, he tells me I love you, high as the sky. He was like, just be happy, like smiley faces everywhere, just like Post-it notes. I still have them. It was just so, it was his way of letting me know, like,
I love you,
everything's fine, you know. So I was very lucky. I had a pretty good coming out. The only people I kind of received a little bit of pushback or like from was my friends from Texas,
right?
And I think they were just kind of like, this is a phase. Like, this is not, what are you doing? What are you going through?
Mm-hmm.
I had one friend call me and make kind of an off comment. But we've worked through it. I think it's interesting to watch your friends who aren't really exposed to the gay world kind of come around to it and learn and really open up to it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And for those people who I know their heart and I know like who they are, I'm like, okay, I'll stick with you, you know, and I'll help you along the journey.
Yeah.
So,
well, mine is quite unfinished, but I'm going to finish it probably when I go home. This is mine. This is what that looks like.
I love it.
So to explain it, I'm getting paint on my thumb. No, I'm kidding. So I'll explain it a little bit and then tell you my coming out story very briefly. So this is my painting, everyone. Go me. You can orient it any way you want. But here we have the middle. This is the middle, technically. And it's really dark, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I think it kind of looks like a machine a little bit in these little dark parts because, I don't know, like you said, the brainwashing of people, I think it's sort of a mechanical thing. You just are taught one thing, then you teach your kids the next thing, and then they teach their kids the next thing, and it takes a lot to break the pattern. And I think as you get onto like the outer things, there's a lot more just explaining that goes through. And I think, this explains my coming out story because it was, I think, a lot, you internalize a lot, and you think it's going to be a lot worse than it really is. And for me, it was pretty bad, but it could have been worse, I guess I would say. I think my coming out story was like, really dark at first just because there was a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding, but as you like grow and learn with each other, it becomes like lighter and more beautiful. And the holes are the journey that I have not explored yet because I'm making stuff up because I didn't have time for to
finish. Oh my gosh, I love that though.
Yeah, I feel
that
like
that was a really nice way to wrap that
up. Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible.
behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, now it's time for the queer moment in history. And if you don't know what the queer moment in history is, it's a queer moment in history that has been pivotal to a queer experience or the queer experience. And I always love to ask my guests what their earliest queer memory was that sort of helped prompt the question of, could I be? Because mine was a lot of TV characters. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a lot of queer representation growing up. I'm sure you got less. But mine was Ellen. Not the queer moment where I was like, man, Ellen's kind of doing it for me. But she was kind of the only representation that I had in like modern media. So what was your earliest memory of seeing somebody that represented you?
Oh, seeing somebody that represented me, I can't even think of one, to be quite honest. No, I can't think of like a femme, like, lesbian that I looked at and I was like, oh, I can see that. And I think that's part of the reason why I came out so late is because I didn't have that.
Right.
But I did have a lot of like obsessions with.
Tell me more. I'm excited.
So specifically two of them, Topanga, Boy Meets World.
Oh my gosh. That's such a good one. She was so beautiful. Still is. But oh my God. Gorgeous.
And it, but the hard part then becomes.
I have paint all over me. Sorry.
Yes. I distracted on your couch also. the hard part then becomes, do I want to be you or do I want to be with you?
Attraction versus admiration.
100%. And I don't think I could ever like, I just wanted to be her.
Yeah.
Or I thought. Now looking back, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes total sense. But her, and then did you ever watch Degrassi?
Yeah.
Paige.
Okay.
Looks a lot like Topanga.
Yeah. You have a type. What does your girlfriend look like?
No, not like any of those. My girlfriend's very like darker featured. And so it's not, there's no correlation there. Yeah. But I don't know. I had these intense obsessions with both of them. So I guess that was my queer moment in history.
Yay, round of applause. I loved this art moment. This is definitely the gayest thing I've done on the podcast. But this has been Closet Talk, a very colorful episode of, and I want to say thank you so much to our incredible guest, Mal. And who are you? Where can we find you? And what do you have that is exciting that's coming up in your life?
I host the Made It Out podcast. We just tell a bunch of queer stories on my couch, so if you'll head over and check us out, that would be great. It's at Made It Out Podcast everywhere, and I'm at Mal Glowinky.
Lovely. And I am your host, Maddie Westbrook, and this is Closet Talk, where we talk in the closet. And you can find this every single Friday on my YouTube channel at Maddie Westbrook, and you can find me, Maddie Westbrook, at Westbrook, absolutely anywhere. And when I say anywhere, I mean everywhere but OnlyFans, because now we have to specify. But I will see you next week, and thank you so much for being here and being queer.